Welcome to Charlotte. Can I help you?
That's one of the greeters here at the airport as the delegates arrive in town for the Democratic National Convention.
It's wonderful to greet them to this great city.
Hey, are you here with the convention? We're going to go get our bags and get checked in and, you know, just get ready for an exciting Democratic National Convention. We're here from Texas.
Check the board here to see which carousel your bags will be on.
And when they see their bags coming out of the carousels, smiles get even bigger.
Travelers, it is important that you...
At the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com. The Lynx Light Rail is what a lot of folks will be relying on throughout the week here in downtown Charlotte to get around during the Democratic National Convention.
Train approaching. Please stand clear of the platform edge.
What have they told you about driving around this week?
To stay put and to really avoid kind of downtown unless you're coming to the events and things like that. But it's, you know what, living here, this is great for our city.
And even professionals like this limo driver knows it won't be easy getting around Charlotte with all the road closures.
I'm ready to take the challenge. I think it's going to be great.
At the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com. It's the roar of NASCAR here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and around here, NASCAR is king. And as I look off to my right, less than a half mile from here, is the Maryland Delegation Hotel, where David Sloan with the State Democratic Party is working to make sure all the Maryland delegates are getting where they need to go.
Well, 147 delegates total.
And how about when you put together family and friends and the folks that come here for breakfast every morning?
Well, it balloons to about 350.
What is it about credentials? They're tough to come by, aren't they?
Oh, can I get one? Can I have one? Where are they? Can you create some for me?
Someone who has no trouble at all getting a credential at this convention is Governor O'Malley, who is really looking forward to his speech tonight at the Democratic National Convention.
It's a great honor, and I believe for our country's future and for Maryland, we need to reelect Barack Obama. We need to move forward and not go back to the failed policies that drove us into a recession to begin with.
Maryland's governor told me he is excited once again to be heading up on that big stage and sharing some thoughts with delegates from Maryland and all across the nation. And he says it's also great that he's doing it on the first night of the convention so he doesn't have to worry about it the rest of the week.
Now, I only have like 5 minutes, so, you know, I'm not a member of the Obama family. I'm not, you know, on the ticket, and I'm not the keynoter.
That job will be Michelle Obama's tonight, as she will give one of the keynote addresses on this, the first night of this gathering of Democrats in the Carolinas. At the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com.
The 46th Quadrennial National Convention of the Democratic Party will now come to order.
And with that, the first night of this gathering of Democrats was underway, a night where Michelle Obama took center stage.
So today, when the challenges we face start to seem overwhelming or even impossible, let us never forget that doing the impossible is the history of this nation. It is who we are as Americans. It is how this country was built.
Governor O'Malley spoke in primetime here in Charlotte.
Greetings from Maryland, home of the number one public school system in America for 4 years in a row.
And with delegates waving signs with the same words on it, the governor repeated several times.
President Obama is moving America forward, not back.
CBS's Bob Schieffer expects a big dose of vintage Bill Clinton tonight when he highlights night two here in Charlotte.
You know, you look at both parties now, and there are no real stars much. There are some budding stars and some stars that have sort of diminished a little bit. Bill Clinton, whatever else you want to say about him, is still a star, and he'll give a rousing speech.
At the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com. The driver ringing the bell on the handlebars of his rickshaw, or pedicab as they call it here, zipping worn-out convention goers around the congested streets of Charlotte this week.
Busy and crazy. I love driving folks around. A lot of friendly people. At night, there's a lot of drunk people, which is a lot of fun. And tipsy people tip bigger in general.
And this tired of walking delegate loves getting peddled around this town where there are so many streets closed for the DNC.
I think it's very cool.
If you're friendly to the security, sometimes they'll cut you some slack.
Waiting for that crossing signal to change here at the corner of Trade and Tryon, he says.
I just like talking to people, man. It's probably the best part of the job.
And that's his horn, right alongside the bell on the handlebars of his rickshaw as he drives folks all over town. At the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com. And this is Scott Wyckoff on the floor of the Democratic National Convention with Congressman John Sarbanes. I know everyone excited about the big speech from the president, but a little disappointment that everyone in the delegation, I guess, won't be able to go.
Well, of course, you can't plan for the weather. It's 100%. You kind of have to take it as it comes. And they want to make sure they don't have a situation where, you know, people could be at risk because you're outside in a thunderstorm. So we'll see how it goes. But, you know, there's plenty of momentum, as you say, and excitement here. Over these 3 or 4 days, I think we're going to come out of here very strong, very enthused. It seems like every speech that's given here is one that gets the crowd going, and I think we'll have wider appeal as well. So we're having a good time.
It seems like everybody gets together, sees new friends and old friends, and just gets the energy going.
No question. A lot of things are in the mix here. It all comes together, coalesces. That's what these conventions are about. They give you a nice send off into the final weeks of the campaign. It's going to be a tough campaign. It's going to be a close campaign, but I think the Democrats are in a very strong position.
Congressman Sarbanes, all set for the president's speech at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome President Bill Clinton.
It was a night at this convention that belonged to Bill Clinton on the eve of Barack Obama's big night here in Charlotte.
I want to nominate a man who's cool on the outside, but who burns for America on the inside. I want Barack Obama to be the next president of the United States. And I proudly nominate him to be the standard bearer of the Democratic Party.
And now, Dean of America's Women Senators and fighter for the middle class, here is the history-making senator from Maryland, Barbara Mikulski.
And the Maryland senator spoke on behalf of the women of the U.S. Senate.
26 years ago, I became the first Democratic woman elected to the Senate in her own right. I was the first, but I made sure I wasn't the only.
CBS News anchor Scott Pelley tells me while many folks are disappointed that the final night of the convention won't be at Bank of America Stadium, the show will go on.
Tens of thousands of people who volunteered for the campaign just to get a ticket to the acceptance speech, they're going to be locked out. There's nowhere to put them. So it's a bit of a train wreck for the organizers. So the president's going to have to deliver this speech in a much smaller venue. Disappointing circumstances for the organizers of the convention, but President Obama knows how to deliver a speech, and so I suspect it's going to be a great speech nonetheless.
At the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com. After being introduced by the First Lady, it was time for the president here in Charlotte to take care of business.
Madam Chairwoman, delegates, I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
All in a night that he vowed the nation's problems can be solved and its challenges met.
We don't turn back. We leave no one behind. We pull each other up. We draw strength from our victories, and we learn from our mistakes. But we keep our eyes fixed on that distant horizon, knowing that providence is with us and that we are surely blessed to be citizens of the greatest nation on earth. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless these United States.
And when it comes to what the delegates will do when they get home, CBS News anchor Scott Pelley tells me there are only 4 words in their marching orders.
Get out the vote. One of the things that we have seen in our polling, Scott, is that only about 10% of the people in the country are undecided. There aren't many minds to change.
The Democratic National Convention tonight now.
On a night when one of North Carolina's favorite sons, James Taylor, entertained the capacity crowd, the curtain came down on this gathering of Democrats in North Carolina.
at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com.